again, you're talking about different sets of norms in the sport. When there was no pro tennis to occupy your every waking thought, the things that mattered most to you were to do well in the Grand Slams, in particular Wimbledon and at Forest Hills, the U.S. Nationals, and Davis Cup. That was it. That represented the height of your sports aspirations. And with the money increasing in '68 quite a bit, the paradigm of what one seeks to do changed. The model was no longer Davis Cup and Wimbledon and Forest Hills. It then became money and the Grand Slams. And so Davis Cup really got short shrift because you weren't paid to play Davis Cup very much. And if you did, it occupied a whole week of your time per match, and you could make more money playing exhibitions in those days of the week. And so McEnroe really sort of made an issue of it in the early 80s. I was his captain for 4 years, and he always made himself available, and he was the best player in the world. And Connors did not do that. Connors has always been a loner. Always. He's always gone his own way. He's never joined the Association of Tennis Professionals. His principal contribution was to play very exciting tennis, the most exciting, I think, of the Open era, and of being a part of the tour. But he would never join any group to help advance the sport in general. And I still fault him for that, because I think he sort of owed it to the sport to get involved as other players in other sports and other top players like John Newcomb and Ken Rosewall, Stan Smith, Billie Jean King, Chris Everett got involved in the politics of the sport to help those who are coming after them. So, but basically, it just changed over the passage of time.